All right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's the Gear of the Times podcast, man. It's your boy Drish, man. I'm checking in episode 13. I'm kicking it with my boy since damn. Hey man, I'm kicking with my boy Draco. My bad, y'all, man. You know Sincere ain't on the show today, man.
Oh shit, man.
But shit, what's going on, my boy?
Man, shit, chilling, bro. You know, everything's all normal, nigga. You know, living life regular as hell.
Shit, you know it, man. We're on the healthy tip. We're on the healthy side of things, man. We're on a real good healthy tip, man. I want to give a shout out to the vegans before we get into this shit, man. I want to give a shout out to the vegans, man.
Hell yeah, shout out to the vegans for sure, and shout out to the good women who eat a lot of fruit and the pussy tasting great.
Shout out to the women in general, man. And if you know what I'm saying, like my boy said, if shit ain't tasting right, if your nigga tell you shit ain't tasting right, get that shit checked up.
Yes, sir. And you know, we ain't just gonna shame those folks. And niggas, if your bitch tell you that shit goddamn ain't right, nigga, you better goddamn drink some water, goddamn eat the right
thing.
Because these bitches is tired of tasting at battery acid, as they would like to say.
Yes, sir. And man, matter of fact, while we getting on these niggas, man, hey, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. In past situations, I done cracked a couple of you niggas' hoes out there, man. And these bitches be, I be telling the bitch, you know what I'm saying? I be goddamn, I be like, hey, I'm gonna take me a shower, you know what I'm saying? Before I go to work, take me a shower after I get home from work in the gym. And the bitch gonna ask me, damn, how many showers you take a day? I said, like two? The fuck?
Goddamn.
Y'all niggas, first and foremost, man, I heard a lot of you niggas bathing once a day around that bitch. Y'all niggas gotta get right now.
Hell yeah, that shit, man. That shit, like, really dirty as fuck, bro, because think about this shit. Obviously, if you got your job and shit, you want to take a shower before you go to work. You motherfucking get off from work, and you probably been sweating all goddamn day, so you're going to need another shower. Then, if you went to the gym and you didn't go straight from work, you might have to hit a third. I don't know what the fuck. And plus, even if you didn't do none of that shit and you left your house, you took a shower before you left, why the fuck is you gonna come inside and, as the old folks say, bring all that damn outside into the house, get in your goddamn bed with all that outside on you?
Hey, bro, you really never even, bro, I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. When you bring that shit up, talking about the grandparents and the outside shit, bro, I never knew what the fuck outside smelled like until I got older, bro. And yeah, I smelled some outside. That shit right there, funny as hell.
You really don't know until you get grown and you start realizing your stuff, because you be mad as fuck when niggas bring outside into your shit.
Hell yeah. Because bro, I'm going to keep it a whole bean, bro. I ain't ever smelled no damn outside while I was a kid, bro.
Hell nah,
I ain't start smelling outside until I was like an adult. And I like, cause you know what I'm saying? Really, after you get to a certain age, man, you kind of stop really going outside.
Well, it's so like when you a kid, bro, you so used to always being in the streets and got them running around. So it just seemed like the normal. But when you grown, you don't be playing outside all damn day. So you start to be like, God damn. Cause when niggas be smelling like outside, that shit distinctively smell like musty pine cones.
That bit be stank.
Yes, sir.
But shit, man, onto a serious note, man. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. We're going to kick it off with something that this shit kind of shocked me.
Yeah, we're going to kick it off with
this. I'm not even going to sit here and cap. This bit shocked me. I was shocked. I was baffled. I felt like I had been bamboozled.
Stay off the weed.
But I just, bro, I cannot believe this nigga Zion signed with Jordan, bro. That shit I was like, God, what the fuck? Like,
and goddamn, to piggyback off of what you had said, that shit had me fucking flabbergasted. That shit had hurted me. All the above. What the fuck, Zion? Nigga, you were supposed to goddamn get Nike, Adidas. Well, actually, no disrespect. I know you a nice, young, corny guy. You was really supposed to get with Puma. New Balance, somebody.
Something, man.
Something regular, bro. Something that fits you. You don't seem like a Jordan type of nigga to me, man. And, you know, another, quick input, man. Shout out to Master P and Lil Romeo. Let me drop the little. I don't want to disrespect the grown man. Shout out to Master P and Romeo. But goddamn, fucking offering, bro, 20 mil to just do what the fuck he do. That's a good deal, but not for somebody who number one pick. But if they offer that shit to somebody else, like another lottery pick, that's a good deal, bro.
Man, to be real, I mean, I know it's all about the bag, really.
It's always about the bag.
But me personally, man, it's about the bag, though. I'd take that 20 mil, though. I'd take the bag. 20 mil and I ain't even got to wear his shoes, though. That's the thing. Yeah, oh, I ain't got to wear the bitches on court.
But the bag is so different, bro. The bags be so different, bro.
Yeah, them be some different bags, but Nike and them be handing out some.
Nigga. Whew. Nigga, they be handing out
duffels, boy. Goddamn, Master P just handed a little door to explore.
Nigga, 20 million is a lot, bro. But Nike,
it is.
But Nike and them be going stupid, handing niggas like 150 and shit. Like, that shit really crazy. And then a lot of them shoe deals be guaranteed, too. But also, if we gonna throw Master P in there for goddamn, you know, doing that shit with the creative control and you can wear whatever the fuck you want, we gonna have to throw in, you know, give a big ups to Kyle Kuzma, cause that nigga signed the GOAT sneaker app and he wear whatever the fuck he want, and they give that nigga free shoes, and GOAT be having every fucking shoe in that bitch, bro.
I didn't know that was his shoe. I didn't know he was like really signed to that nigga. Like,
I'm signed to them niggas, bro.
Oh, I thought that nigga was like a, I don't really know how to put that shit, but I thought he was more so like a spokesperson. Yeah, type
you thought he was like a brand ambassador type shit.
Yeah. I thought he was something like that. I ain't know.
He signed to GOAT, and I believe that the other one he signed to is Kobe. Like with Kobe shoes or whatever that's under, because
ooh, Nike nigga.
No, I don't know if you like signed to the specific person or like, you know, because that's a subcategory. Because I was watching what that damn show is called on YouTube, bro, the sneaker shit with Complex Sneaker Shopping.
Yeah,
because they brought that GOAT app shit up with him on there, and bro actually is signed to them. He might have like a dual thing going. But I think, bro, like...
I ain't even know niggas was out here signing to Kobe and Jordan, though.
I ain't know really neither, but... Well, actually, we did know niggas was signing to Jordan, bro.
My bad. Not Jordan. I'm tripping like, fuck. I knew that. I meant Jordan and, like, LeBron type shit. Like, I ain't know they was signing to kind of, like, subcategories on the Nike. I ain't know they was doing that.
Well, I don't know if that's accurate. That's just what the... Because I just remember watching that shit, and bro was talking about all type of damn Kobe Bryant shoes and shit, so I might be mistaken, but I do know for a fact that he said he was signed to GOAT sneaker app, and he can wear whatever the fuck he wants, and them niggas send that nigga shoes.
Damn. So shit, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Kyle Kuzma, man. I ain't even know bro was really signed to them like that. Damn. Shout out to bro. That's what's up.
Yeah, you know he be having that heat, bro, and they be laced up.
So, yeah, shout out to him, man. But shit, goddamn, fuck it, man. We can go ahead and get into it, man. Goddamn, how you feel about them XXL ciphers, man?
All right. So, let's see here. We're going to split them up. So, out the first cipher, that shit was really ass as hell. It had no chemistry. And them niggas was not feeling each other, except for maybe, like, you know, YK Osiris was kind of turned up when DaBaby was rapping. So, out of that cipher, I say DaBaby had the best verse. And then the second cipher was the Cordae, the Rico Nasty and Blueface. You know, definitely gonna have to get that cipher to the best lyricist in the rap game, a.k.a. Blueface, a.k.a.
Ooh!
Exactly. And then goddamn, you know, let's see, third freestyle was Comethazine, Roddy, and goddamn Tierra Whack. So, first and foremost, Tierra Whack, you on my shit list with Gunna. You know what you did, bitch. let's see, goddamn. I think Roddy Rich and Comethazine snapped. Tierra Whack snapped too. But
she lame as fuck. Goddamn. She just lame as fuck for that. Like,
bruh.
If you don't get the fuck out of here with that DJ D-Rec, cut the beat. You don't get bruh, the fuck out of here with nigga, that.
Okay, you know, my problem with the. Okay, bruh, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get too in depth. I'm a big fan of all type of hip-hop subgenres, all type of hip-hop niggas, you know what I'm saying, and women. I love lyricists, you know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to, like, very lyrical shit, as well as listening to, like, trap music and all the other pop music, you know what I'm saying? But I hate when lyrical niggas, bruh, when they swear like they some magical warlock-type person, and they do like a spoken word shit, bro. Like just fucking rap, bro. Nobody wants to hear that fucking spoken word shit, bro. Like I actually listen to Tierra Whack music too, but I don't want to hear that spoken word shit. And you fucking skip the damn acapella freestyle to do an acapella in a goddamn cipher? Like what the fuck, nigga? We talking about practice, nigga?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck she had going on with that. That shit, to me personally, man, out of that first group, I've been kind of shitting on this nigga last couple months, man, because he just, you know, he kind of be remixing the same motherfucking song. But that nigga, the baby, man, he really got his shit off, even though, you know, they, you know, mad that he done goddamn previewed that song on fucking live already.
He never dropped the fucking song, though, so technically it don't exist.
But if you look at the timeline, bro, he dropped that shit like back in like March or April on the live. And that shit was around the same goddamn time. So it's like that bit probably was a fucking freestyle at the cipher. He was like, "Oh shit, that bit was hard." And he went and recorded that bit.
Cause you know they record that shit like earlier, and then we don't even know if he wrote that for XXL, then just thought it was hard. Because we've seen that happen before.
Well, I can tell you right now, he ain't write that shit. That nigga himself said he don't write. Him and Stunner. I don't see
nigga, okay, on. I understand, bro. But there's a... I'm not even going to allow you to do this right now. Nigga, them niggas, they don't write this shit, bro. But they're punching in and out, bro. They're not fucking...
I know that.
Yeah, because the listeners don't know that they was
finna. Oh yeah, baby. Nah, hell no. See, when I'm saying that's what I mean by coming off the top though, because that's what I mean with certain motherfuckers. Because a nigga like him, I know he's just not going in that motherfucker one take ripping like that. I know he's going in and out.
I only know one current artist besides like Jay-Z and Wayne who really be one taking shit. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people gonna be like, what the fuck? But Juice WRLD be one taking shit.
Probably so.
Nah, that's a fact. People don't verify that shit. People don't verify.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, like, probably so. More so, like, him, I feel like, I'm trying to think who else.
Bruh, Juice WRLD probably one of the only niggas out who, when he actually goes to do a freestyle, it really legitimately be off the top.
Yeah.
That nigga, you could tell it be off the top because he just be like, he be pausing and be having to think about shit real quick. And then sometimes he'll say some shit about shit in the room. Like, it don't even sound I wouldn't say it don't sound cohesive because he actually put good thoughts together. But you could definitely tell. Niggas who listen to rap for real know when some shit is really off the top. Or if you wrote some shit. And you know, while we talking about the ciphers, bro, not to goddamn cut you off, because I heard you about to say something. But real quick before I forget, one other thing I'm tired of, bro, if you going to use a verse that you already had for a freestyle, right, do not get on that bitch and fucking recite the hook, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I hate that shit. Because I hate that shit. But niggas have been reciting verses on cyphers for the longest, bro.
But that's just fine, bro. Just don't do the hook.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you gonna give that shit away doing the hook.
Exactly.
Like the even baby fucking, even fucking Kanye did that shit in the Good Music Cypher at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Hell yeah.
Like niggas did. Have been doing that shit.
Bruh,
he did that shit with that he did that shit with that what's the name of that fucking song off My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy when he was like, you got too many Urkels on your team, that's why your wins low.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That shit. He used that verse right there. But hell niggas, yeah. I swear, bro, the internet's so fucking stupid, and it kills me, bro, because they pick and choose what to go at, bro, and that shit's so fucking lame. Bro,
they let legends niggas or niggas who already solidified get away with fuck shit just because they like them niggas and be salty. Like, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. On the acapella freestyle, DaBaby literally said a hook at the beginning and at the end. Nigga, that was a one-minute acapella freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga real deal said a fucking hook on the acapella freestyle, and you know he really got them showed out on the fucking ciphers, but he really just ruined it again and disappointed me this morning when I got them cut on that weak ass Chancellor the Raptor album, and this nigga got them DaBaby came on that bit with another verse the same as always.
Oh yeah. But shit, hold on. We're gonna say that conversation. We're gonna say that DaBaby talk. I'm gonna get into that. Let me finish talking about these ciphers. But yeah, that first one, man. I like one thing and I hated another. I fuck with the shit with DaBaby and Megan Thee Stallion. They both snapped. But the one thing I hated was how they make that nigga YK Osiris try to fucking rap. When that nigga is a fucking singer, let that light skinned ass nigga just sing. Cut the beat, let him do some acapella or something, or remix the motherfucking beat. The beat trash anyway. Hell but yeah. It's like they be killing me with that type of shit, bro. I hate XXL when they do that bullshit, but that's another topic for another motherfucking convo. But the second group, who the fuck was in the second group? The
second group with goddamn Blueface, Cordae, and Rico Nasty.
Oh yeah, you know I got Blueface all the way. Rico Nasty, her shit was straight. Cordae, yeah. The third group was what, Roddy Ricch and them?
Yeah, Roddy Ricch and them.
Yeah, you know I'm rocking with Roddy, man. Okay. Comethazine shit was hard though, but yeah. I gotta listen to bro music. But I mean his shit was hard though, but I feel like I'm biased when it comes to Roddy Ricch. So
but yeah, see that's the thing. I listen to both of their music. And I actually fuck with Comethazine too.
Yeah,
and,
like if I listen to bruh and I fuck with him, I could probably, you know, even it out. But if you're asking me like all the time, I'm going Roddy for sure because I'm biased as hell.
Yeah. Comethazine just dropped last night.
I seen that shit. I'm going to download that bit.
But that shit was hard. But another thing, before we get off this cypher talk, you know, I'm going to do something new for the listeners because I've been seeing this shit all over the internet that niggas did not understand these bars. So I'm going to goddamn explain this shit for niggas who don't fucking know. So first of all, Roddy Ricch, when that nigga said, "What?" You know the part I'm talking about, bro, where Roddy Ricch said, I be really getting pissed off, wear the Fendi East Saint Laurent, my shirt look pissed off.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of niggas confused on that shit. Y'all niggas ain't never seen the goddamn Fendi shirt where the fucking face look angry on that bitch.
Yeah, them niggas get mad at shit they don't understand. Like, look it up.
Yes, bro. That's why I'm explaining shit, bro. Because a lot of old niggas I've been seeing, bro, they was getting mad talking about the bars was weak, but they don't even know what the fuck the shit means. Like, another one, the Blueface shit. Fucking Blueface. Goddamn said, hate to be my ex bitch because she salty like some Lucas. And niggas was hating on that shit because they tried to say, who the fuck is Lucas? Nigga, y'all ain't never had no goddamn Mexican candy.
Or fuck with a Mexican bitch. I know this out of left field, but any Latin sisters out there listening, you know what I'm saying? I know they hear us out there and they listen to us out there in Puerto Rico and shit. But any bitch that be on that Lucas, boy, that bitch can suck dick, but on God. Anyway,
but yeah, back to the bars, nigga. But another thing too, I was seeing a lot of fucking people hating on Rico Nasty just because she was rapping fast, bro. If you really listen to rap, she really wasn't rapping that fucking fast to where you couldn't understand what the fuck she was saying, bro. I mean, I just don't understand, bro. I feel like a lot of old niggas and just people who don't really live fuck with the culture in general, for real, be hating on newer rap or different shit that they don't understand because they don't know what the fuck is going on. Maybe if y'all niggas goddamn did some research and actually understood what you were listening for, you might know what's going on because they be underrating these niggas' bars, bruh. These niggas be having some bars. They just don't like the way it's presented or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
On Lord.
Hell yeah, on Big God, nigga. Not little, on Lord. Nigga, on Big God.
But
on God.
While we still, well, matter of fact, while we on the motherfucking double A cell tip, man, we're gonna keep the ball rolling. We're gonna got down. I'm gonna go ahead and get into it since we already talking about double SL. I see the major moves coming with Meg Thee Stallion, man. She out there trying to trademark the saying that hot girl, I can't really remember if it was, what was it, Hot Girl Summer or was it just Hot Girl in general? I think it was just Hot Girl in general.
No, I think it was Hot Girl Summer or something like that, bro. Because, you know, the companies was already trying to run off with the goddamn logos. But Meg is not going for that shit. Y'all bitches going to pay up, get Stallion her fucking coins. Y'all know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, so shout out to Meg Thee Stallion, man. Shout out to...
And I ain't mean to go that hard neither, but that girl fine as hell in the music hard.
Hell yeah, she good shoulders down.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man. Speaking of motherfucking XXL contestees, man, I want to give a
niggas.
You say what?
Said this nigga said contestees.
Hey, but man, I want to give a shout out to a nigga that could have made the XXL. No, I don't want to give enough shout out to. I want to get into this. Oh, I want to get into it by the man that He could have been a XXL, slot haver. You know what I'm saying? He could have been on a XXL in the cipher. He could have been doing the ABCs with the XXL. He could have been in one of the groups, this year or last year, But instead, he been locked up, man. Free TK, man. They done gave my boy TK 55 years, man. That boy TK done got...
Free take,
man, to
bro,
take
free
it and got convicted, man. They done got his ass. He did the race, but I guess the race is over, man. But this shit, man. The race over with, been done with. And the race it's in the Hall of Fame now, man. That's one hell of a race he did right there. That's better than Ricky Bobby.
That's one of the most legendary hip hop moments in the fucking ever, nigga. Like, bruh, this nigga dead ass cut off an ankle bracelet. Went on the run, did a music video with his wanted poster, smoking a blunt, and was
first and foremost, it's 2000. Well, at the time, it's 2017. These motherfuckers still got wanted posters. Like that shit really?
Nah. I think he printed that bitch out, bro. I'm gonna be honest. I think somebody said that shit.
Oh.
I think that's what the videographer said. Like, the videographer was one of his homeboys, and I think they said that that shit was online, like, on the Texas newspaper type shit, and bruh printed that shit out as, like, a...
Because, boy, I was going to say, if they still wanted posters, boy, I was about to say, what the fuck, boy?
Hey, but shit, really, TK ain't the first rapper to do that shit, but he the first one to put a song with that shit. That's why that shit wild.
I think the whole story really wild though, because he dropped the video. He dropped the video on the run.
Exactly. Like, this nigga really put like a location together. Like, niggas could have pinpointed, bro, from the video. Like, bro, dead ass did a video, and the thing was, bro, I think that nigga fled to like New Jersey, bro. Who the fuck did he know in New Jersey? Yeah. That nigga wasn't even a grown. That nigga wasn't even an adult.
Nigga was fucking 17.
Nigga had random folks in New Jersey.
And like, the crazy thing is, he dropped that bitch on the run, and then that bitch didn't even get caught until like he was literally locked up for like a week. That shit was like, exactly, God, bro. Damn.
That shit crazy as hell. And then on another note, this nigga really went into jail And even though he was already banging another gang, this nigga created a fucking gang called Rugrats and was violating people in that bitch.
Yeah, that nigga slick.
The nigga's a wild ass.
Yeah, been screaming, take care. That man's a menace, but I must keep.
Yeah, he got a few screws loose.
Oh yeah, for sure. He wasn't joking, man. That nigga was sitting in the courtroom looking like Franklin the Turtle.
Hell yeah, that nigga neck strong as fuck.
Yeah, that boy got that 21 Savage neck.
And just for all the listeners, whoever, all over the world, because we know we got listeners all over the world. We not glorifying it. We just appreciating it for what it was.
Exactly.
We not glorifying this shit. We just appreciating the music and what bro did for the culture and how he turned up the whole culture. Because, you know, that's another problem with hip-hop, too. Y'all niggas be so mad at rappers who don't live currently the raps that they rapping. But then when a nigga really live in them raps, y'all get so sensitive and scary, bro. Like, what the fuck do y'all want? And it's just like, that shit crazy to me. But, you know, that's another topic for another day.
Yes, sir. But shit, man.
Free Bobby.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. Bobby Shmurda, when he get out, him and Roddy finna go nuts. I swear.
Hell yeah. Shit, they Rowdy Rebel brother going nuts right now, bro. Over here getting features in the industry, got signed and shit, bro. Y'all thought the Shmurdas was done. They on the way back.
Who his brother is?
Fetty GS9.
Oh, yeah, I thought so. Okay.
That nigga look just like Rowdy Rebel. That nigga look like a skinny version of that nigga.
I ain't know they was blood brothers, though. They do look alike.
Yeah, that's his older brother or his younger brother or something like
that. But nah, man, I just feel like they gonna go nuts just because, bro, for them to be locked up for this amount of time, they stay relevant, bro.
Niggas still talk about them to this day. Exactly. Nigga, I see white people making memes about Bobby Shmurda to this day, bro.
They gonna get out and go nuts. Cause I ain't gonna, but to be real with you, he was 6'9" before 6'9" was 6'9".
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
he was really living that bit.
The difference between him and 6'9" is Bobby was really cut from that cloth, mm-hmm. and Bobby didn't snitch or do nothing.
Oh,
crazy.
No. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like with the music shit and like the street shit. Like,
no, I'm talking to the listeners. I know you know. I'm talking to the listeners because you know, sometimes when people hear some shit, they misconstrue it.
Exactly, man.
I didn't want them to think you were comparing.
This podcast right here, man, this shit for the people, you know what I'm saying? This shit for the people who lost, man, but you ain't really, like, you lost, you stuck between, like, you don't know, but you really know. So when you listen to us, you don't even know what the fuck going on. But then you listen to us, so you kind of informed now. So it's like, it's like, shit, this nigga done put me on game. So it's like, I done got with the times. You see what I did there? That shit was nice.
Exactly. It's really the Get With The Times podcast.
Yes, sir. Check us out every Sunday, man. 7 a.m. You know how we coming.
Yes, you know how the fuck we coming on God. And also to fucking ad-lib a little bit, to goddamn, you know, add a little jibber-jabber. This podcast is also for all you old hating-ass niggas who don't know what the fuck going on, and y'all niggas trying to live in the goddamn 90s all damn day, nigga. It's 2019. Get with the fucking program. Exactly. And get motherfucking left, nigga. Nigga, shit. We fuck with the legends. We respect everything from back then, but nigga, this is now, bruh. Catch up to the campaign and get fucking left, nigga.
Get with the Times podcast, man. You know how we come, man.
Yes, sir. Stay with the shameless plug, nigga.
Yes, sir. But, man, on to some more hip-hop news in the last, you know, week or so, man. I want to give a big shout-out, man. Last few years, man, I've seen this man basically turn himself into a joke in and out the prison system, man. Shout-out to Meek Mill, man. He done launched Dreamville Records, goddamn joint venture with Roc Nation, man. Shout-out to Jay-Z. He been doing shit last year. He been going nuts in the streets, man. Shout out Jay-Z, man. Shout out Meek Mill for launching the Dream Chasers Records. We finna do a deep dive into this, man, because we both had a conversation about this shit and how we was kind of confused. But
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Meek Mill for launching that joint venture and launching Dream Chasers, man. Right now, man, if you're a local artist, man, tag Meek Mill and Dream Chasers on Twitter, Instagram, man. Get your shit out there, man. Hopefully you might get signed just in case, just in case the ones out there that ain't seen that shit on social media, make sure you see that shit, man. Make sure you go tag your links and your music videos, tag Meek and Dream Chasers, man. Get your opportunity out there. Get your shine on, man. But, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Meek Mill for that. And before we get into this Dream Chasers deep dive, shout-out to Meek Mill, man. That man is no longer a felon. That man is no longer on probation, man. They didn't throw the old case out, man. Shout out to Meek Mill.
What? They didn't throw it out necessarily.
Yeah.
They threw out the old case, but he still has to go to trial again. Mm-hmm. But the thing that's different now is with more evidence, they found out that the cops who arrested him have already been, like, taken off the force. They got bad, reports and shit like that. And, they got rid of that judge because the judge was hating and taking it personal. So it's basically, he still got to go to trial, but it basically looking like he finna get in that bitch and beat the fuck out that trial, really. So it's crazy. And for all you fucking hating ass niggas, bro, y'all, I've been seeing this shit a lot, bro, on the internet. Niggas been like, oh, why do we care about Meek, blah, blah. Well, if you do the crime, you do the time. Nigga, shut your lame ass up, bruh. Meek Mill, bruh, if you really fuck with Meek the long way, the strong way, nigga, if you look at the fucking mugshot, bruh, it do not match the crimes, bruh. They fucking hold that nigga and fucking set evidence on that nigga, bruh. You telling me, bruh, that this nigga Meek had a gun pulled on two fucking veteran Philadelphia police officers and they did not shoot this nigga and somehow he got a bloodied up bruised face and the mug shots, bruh. They planted the weapon. Come on now, bruh. That's why this shit so damn monumental, nigga.
Yeah, niggas gonna appreciate Meek when it's too late.
Nah, it's just, bruh, it's just like, I think people be getting mad when niggas, like, or just anybody in particular be, like, hype for a celebrity or somebody we look up to in a fucking situation like this, and they be like, oh, well, he's rich. Why don't you care about Johnny 2x4 who's locked up and doing it? Nigga, we care about all of that shit, bro. It's just that's what's coming in the news. Niggas swear you can't goddamn multitask, bro. Like, niggas act like if you say you care about one situation, you can't care about another.
Yeah.
Shit, lame as hell. Y'all niggas have no common sense, bruh. But fuck all that negativity shit. Meek Mill really doing his fucking thing. And then all you pussy-ass niggas, Jay-Z still doing his shit. You see he became a billionaire, but he not stagnant, bruh. Keep doing moves. He out there.
But yeah. Yeah, he doing moves, man. Him and Meek launching that Dream Chasers, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. When that Dream Chaser shit first popped off, man, I was confused as fuck because the whole time, like, even like last couple years on Facebook, you just been seeing which label was you signed to: Dreamville, TDE, Dream Chasers, Maybach Music, QC, and it's just like to see that motherfucker done, like, actually launch it, I'm thinking, like, what the fuck was it before? Like, I was, like, confused as fuck. I was confused as fuck when it first happened. Like, because granted, the time I seen it, I had just woke up. So, it was, like, I was already kind of discombobulated in the head anyway. So, I'm, like, I ain't really think nothing of it. But then, like, at the same time, I sat there and pondered for a couple minutes. And I was, like, man, what the fuck? And then, like, I ain't even, like, I stopped thinking about it because, like, all right, whatever. But then I kept thinking about it. I was like, how the fuck did they do that? Like, what the fuck? Then that's when you texted me and you was like, bro, I'm confused as fuck. Like, how the fuck? So it's like, I want to see how all that shit play out with him launching Dream Chasers, the record label. Or maybe before it wasn't the record label, it was just a team.
Yeah, because I saw Rick Ross congratulated Meek on IG. So I'm assuming that the MMG shit is already washed hands with, you dig? So I'm thinking before, bruh, it wasn't no official paperwork, bruh. I think Meek was just taking niggas that he fucked with who rapped and was giving them DC chains, and he was, like, bringing them with him and letting them do songs and studio time and shit. I don't think it was actually solidified on paper.
Who is Rick Ross signed to? I know this ain't got shit to do with that, but
I think Rick Ross has signed to Epic Records.
All right, bro. That's what I was thinking, if he was on Epic or... But then...
I mean, I could just get to it real quick, because that is an excellent question, and that does play a big part of this. Let's see what the hell. Who? Let's see. Rick Ross. And you know what's something that really funny as fuck to me to have? It ain't got shit to do with this shit, but it kind of do. It's funny as fuck to me that fucking Rick Ross name forwards is Meek Mill name backwards.
Yeah, that shit is weird. I seen that on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, Ross is signed to fucking Epic, bruh. And then Maybach Group albums is distributed by Atlantic Records, and Atlantic took over the distribution following the expiration of a deal with Island Def Jam.
So, all right, so here go. The reason why I asked that was because when you brought up Ross congratulating him on launching Dream Chasers, it kind of made me think before that, I don't think niggas was actually signing to MMG. I think it was more so a team. He might have been paying niggas and was like, all right, with Dream Chasers.
Nah, niggas was signed to MMG, bro.
Yeah, I know. Hold on, what?
You said MMG, bro.
Oh, my bad. I meant Dream Chasers.
Okay, sucks.
But I think, I feel like MMG, yeah, that's a label. That's that question on who Rick Ross was signed to, because I was kind of thinking, all right, Meek then dropped Dream Chasers with Roc Nation, Jay-Z. All right, yeah, that's a good move. But it made me think about how Drake got, you know, OVO, and he's still on Cash Money.
Yeah, that's true, but it's like, when you Google this Meek Mill Dream Chasers Records, it says founded in 2012 by Meek Mill, but now it says distributor, Roc Nation. And if you really read into this shit, Dream Chaser did have artists on. It says that they had artists on were Louis V. Gutter, Lee Mazin, Goldie, and fucking Lil Snoop before he died, and O'Malley.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
I'm confused as to, like, because it's saying here in 2014, Meek Mill signed his cousin and rapper O'Malley. On May 29, 2016, Meek Mill signed producer Nick Paps. And then on March 20th, 2019, Meek Mill signed Chicago rapper Cowboy to the fucking imprint. So what I'm thinking, bruh, is that his fucking distribution deal with whoever he had first ran out, and he relaunched it with Roc Nation. That's what I'm thinking now.
Yeah, but there's no there. But yeah, but now there's nobody on Dream Chasers roster.
Yeah, they said that there was no new artist, which is confusing because he literally just signed Cowboy like 3 months ago.
What do you mean no new artist? There's no new artist. There's still no old artist.
I don't know, bro. That shit crazy as hell because it's mad confusing because he did have niggas signed. So I'm just confused. Did them niggas just, like, become automatically free agents?
There can't be.
It can't be like that, bro. There's no way. I feel like they just fucked the wording up, like, on the news, bro. There's got to be, like, I understand.
Or maybe it's just no official roster yet.
Yeah, maybe so.
Have to redo deals and shit.
Oh, since it's new?
Yeah, they might have to redo deals and shit.
That might be the case, but either way.
So maybe when they relaunched it with Roc Nation, the other deal was over with, but they still on Dream Chasers. They just got to do all the paperwork and, you know, all that shit.
Yeah, like re-signed, basically. I guess so. That do make sense, but that also don't make sense because, like, it makes sense for the older artists that I named, like Louis V. Gutter and all them, But fucking Cowboy literally just signed.
Yeah, bro. But no, it still makes sense though because his contract is through the other distribution.
Yeah, you're right. But I also can't find
because I'm pretty sure when Cal, you know, the other distribution. Okay, let's just say that deal was over with at the time when they signed Cowboy. His deal, okay, it might have been. Let's say it was 5 albums or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's say it was like five albums. So 5 albums was granted. You know what? About we'll get five years. Album year, fuck it.
Hell yeah.
So album year. They might have signed him to that. That's probably we'll give him 5 years. So let's just say that shit that at the time Meek was thinking about, you know what I'm saying, redoing a deal with them or re-signing, you know. But the way shit was going, you know what I'm saying? You know how Jay-Z come in, you kinda I feel like now, why the fuck wouldn't anybody really sign a Jay-Z? Let's be honest here. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Meek, Jay-Z, you know, they be linking and shit like that. So I'm pretty sure Jay-Z gave that nigga a good-ass deal. Or even it's just maybe off the strength.
Well, now, nah, because the Jay-Z added new shit that Meek didn't have before for the late. He added, he literally gave Meek an actual office building and the ability to hire employees because I feel like before it was really just Meek trying to do everything literally by himself. Like he didn't have no assistants. That nigga didn't have no record label. And I think Jay-Z gave that nigga a studio to send the artist to. So it's like now he really has like a business together and shit like that. So, you know, that shit. And then fucking Jay-Z really, really goddamn been working, bro. And he really be signing some niggas that you wouldn't even expect neither. Like, bro, this nigga goddamn Casey Veggies is managed by Roc Nation. Fucking Maxo Cream managed by Roc Nation now.
Kyrie, goddamn, KD.
Hell yeah. And goddamn, he signed Q the Fool as a rapper.
Damn.
Q the Fool signed to Roc Nation, bro. That shit's unexpected. Q the Fool hard as hell, but you wouldn't think that he would be like on a Jay-Z radar.
Yeah.
Like, you know, is Jay-Z really getting with the times?
Man, Jay-Z probably ain't.
Fuck Jermaine Dupri.
Man, Jay-Z probably, man, you know, he probably got like, you know he got hella A&Rs, man. They probably just bring.
Yeah, that nigga got young niggas in the streets everywhere.
Hell yeah, he got hella A&Rs. So,
hell yeah, one of his little A&Rs is probably like, hey, bro, I heard this nigga from Maryland. We could put him on.
Yeah, so I doubt he got his ears tapped in to Cue the Fool all the way like that.
Nah, but I heard from, I think Casanova fuck with Roc Nation too.
He probably
I think Casanova signed the Roc Nation too, because I remember seeing a little video where he was in a meeting with Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z actually be sitting down with all the artists that they be signing, even though he might not necessarily have his ear to the streets, like specifically himself. I know that nigga is not just letting y'all niggas put anybody in that bitch. Boy, what the fuck?
What?
I don't know. I felt like it was a few goddamn technical difficulties there for about a minute and a half. So if you heard that, listeners, fuck them.
Oh, nah. I ain't hear shit. Must be some shit on your side.
Hell yeah, probably so. It probably won't even be like that when the raw audio come out.
Probably, yeah. But yeah, end of the day though, man, it's just that shit kind of make me look at. I mean, I understand Ross probably wasn't in position to do that shit, but that don't have you kind of look at the business aspect of shit with him.
Not
and
really,
Ross.
Not really, bro, at all. Because if you really fucking think about this shit, bro, Jay-Z in comparison to Ross.
I mean, yeah, Jay-Z, of course.
Jay-Z literally had Rockefeller and has fucking Rock Nation, which is actually like a real ass super label. And fucking Jay-Z used to actually be the fucking president of fucking Def Jam, nigga. And if you look at Ross was a artist who wasn't really stepped into the business side, who stepped into the business side, and his record label was a sub record label of another label. So how could get funds
from
a sub record label of a record label to be another sub?
That's what went into my question about asking who Ross was signing to, because to be real with you, with that shit right there, the first thing I was thinking of, like, damn, why the fuck Ross? But then I was like, man, Ross.
But you got to think, bro. Jay-Z, Rock Nation is literally a real record label, like, in comparison to, like, a Def Jam epic. So he can really do that shit.
Yeah, because
Maybach Music is a sub-record group of fucking Atlantic.
Cause yeah, that's why I asked. Cause the first thing I got was like some goddamn YMCMB type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh no, nah. You know, hell no.
Hey, that nigga Lil Wayne really was wild, young money.
Yeah, he really was. But at the same time, even with the YMCMB shit, bro, Cash Money was over YMCMB. Yeah. But Drake didn't include OVO. With YMCMB, he did that on his own.
Well, yeah. See, I think that's different. I mean, I understand him and and goddamn Baby probably got a good goddamn relationship, but that Wayne and Baby relationship, you know, it ain't nothing like that. The niggas was kissing in the mouth and shit.
Whoa,
yeah.
But nah, bro. The one thing Wayne really was wildin' with YMCMB, bro. But the only reason I feel like he was wildin' is because with a lot of the artists, I feel like they was mad, like, on, like, gimmicky type. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know. And I feel like,
nah, I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Because if you think about when YMCMB really first popped off, when they had Drake, Nicki Minaj, Tyga, Lil Chucky, Lil Twist, Chanel. Like, they was kind of corny looking.
They was weird. Yeah, but the thing is, bro, Lil Chucky and Chanel and them was, like, mad corny, like, shit like that, bro. You know, shout out to my New York niggas, because I keep saying mad, bro, but I'm from down south. Fuck is y'all talking about? I think that one artist that he kind of played that was actually having potential to really be somebody I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I think Lil Twist was actually kind of hard, bro. I just think, bro, didn't really push the right image with Lil Twist. I feel like he made Lil Twist seem like some little ass kid on some weirdo shit. But in reality, Lil Twist was a real nigga from Dallas. And the reason he even signed, bro, in the first place was because, bro, came to the show and opened up on some crazy shit and was really rapping, bro, as a kid. And I feel like that shit was like they pushed that nigga into like this little –
they pushed his ass because that was around that time where Wayne was on that whole rock star shit. So it looked like they were trying to push him kind of in that direction, kind of
exactly. But they shouldn't have, bro. They should have kept, bro, on that straight up gutter south music, and they should have let bro do his thing. And then once it was too late, then bro ended up goddamn going to prison for beating up the Massey brothers and robbing them. Like, come on, Twist, you wildin', bro. How you gonna rob two Disney Channel niggas?
Yeah, that nigga rob goddamn Cal.
Nigga rob Corey in the house.
Yeah, that nigga over there, he done goddamn robbed the nigga that goddamn came up with slang drip. That nigga done robbed him and fucking Corey.
Nigga robbed Corey in the house, bro. That shit crazy as fuck, bro.
That nigga really robbed that nigga after he said 2 times 2 equals 4. He stopped playing.
Bro, this nigga Lil Twist really went to prison on folks, bro. Nigga don't even know that, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga came out prison, long ass dreads, looking fucking gutter as hell.
I ain't gonna lie to you, but I used to fuck with Young Money.
Nigga, everybody fought with Young Money, nigga, when Bad Rock came out.
Shout out to Andy Gotta, nigga.
That grocery bag.
That nigga Tiger had the hardest verse on that Bad Rock, no cap.
Tiger really was the hardest person on Young Money other than Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, the Black Thoughts meme, well done, nigga. Fuck y'all
niggas really, bro. When I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you and say I've been rocking with Tiger his whole career, because last few years until he dropped that Taste, I stopped.
We got biased, bro. We got biased because we let the media do what the media does.
No, I didn't. No, hell no. But nah.
No, I'm not saying you, nigga. I'm not saying you. I'm saying we, as in the people. I'm a part of the people. You know, I'm a people person.
I don't think we got biased, though, bro. Because, music was really ass.
No, it wasn't even the. Bro, I'm going to tell you this right here. You may have heard the music, but a lot of niggas like me didn't even check for the music no more because. Niggas really violated Tiger in the media and made bruh look like some weirdo. And when he was fucking with Kylie Jenner, which was a mistake on his behalf, so I'm glad he let that go. They really fucking portrayed that, you know, that Kardashian lifestyle and, you know, the Kardashian curse on bruh. And niggas really wasn't even checking for bruh music. So I'm glad bruh persevered. And he came out with that Taste, because when he put Taste out and set the summer ablaze,
yes, sir.
He came back. And, you know, I really want to say shout out to, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Tiger, because he really actually had the legitimate best comeback in 2019.
Tiger had the greatest hip-hop comeback of all time.
Exactly. He had the best hip-hop comeback in the history of the goddamn sport. Tiger had hits, went away, and usually that don't happen. Nigga, when you have a few hits and you get like 3 years cold, you're done. Nigga, that shit don't happen. You don't come back. This nigga Tiger came back with like 3 more new hits and then had an album go fucking gold on the first day. Like, who is doing that, bruh? This nigga Tiger was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he slid to Lakers.
You know damn well that bitch only went gold the first day because he threw Taste on that motherfucker. So
hey,
chill
man,
out.
We ain't gotta. No, don't put bro on blast like that.
Nah, hell no, I got to because when that you know, like, that was the first. That was the first thing I said when that motherfucker went. I went to that track list.
You know, light skinned niggas gotta stick together, bro.
Light skinned, bro. I told somebody this shit the other day. You know light-skinned niggas ain't in style no more.
Hey, man, you can say that all you want, but my DMs look real right, nigga.
Hey, I'm just saying y'all niggas ain't in style no more, man.
I mean, shit, you know people go through phases. Phases change, people change, weather change. You know what's going on, bro, all that. You dig?
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, all that shit whack. Everybody like who they like. Nigga, dark-skinned niggas and light-skinned niggas been in style since the beginning of the time. Stop hating on your own people. We all winning.
Nah, not even that. Respect. Just like respect people's preference, bro.
Oh, God.
Because one thing, bro.
But in the same breath.
Huh?
That said in the same breath. You go first, bro.
I was more so saying, like, bro, I get tired of, like, all right, for instance, I get tired of hearing a lot of women and shit talk because a nigga say, all right, for instance, last week, Lil Duval, he got damn, you know, they were trying to goddamn talk shit about Lil Duval, talking about he said he ain't like natural afros. I think he called them bitches lion-headed and wolfy-looking or whatever the fuck he said on, I think it was on Instagram. Yeah. But, like, it's just like, bro, people are entitled to opinions and preferences, all that good shit. But, like, as long as the shit ain't worded disrespectfully, I feel like, what the fuck y'all getting mad for?
Yeah, I feel you, because it's just like, that's basically like what I was finna say. I like the preferences is cool as long as you don't directly talk down on some crazy shit. Like, for example, if you say, for example, if you only like red bones, you don't have to diss dark-skinned girls to say that you prefer red bones.
Exactly.
You could just say you like red bones.
Exactly.
Niggas always feel the need to fucking disrespect dark skinned women to say they like another style. Bitch, didn't nobody ask you that shit.
Exactly.
Stop fucking disrespecting these fucking melanin queens, nigga, before we slap the shit out y'all niggas on
God. Exactly. Hey, and another thing, while we on this topic, it is okay. This go for ladies. This go for the fellas. It's okay to hop outside your preference, man. Especially, all right, man, I had this debate. I didn't even want to debate. It was a one-sided conversation because you're going to listen to what the fuck I'm going to say. Then 9 times out of 10, I'm going to prove it wrong. Especially when I'm talking about some shit that I know about. And or some shit that's some real shit. But I'm getting tired of running into all these women. And they hollering, they want a nigga that's over 6 feet. And first and foremost, for the listeners out there who don't know me personally, I am over 6 feet. So don't think I'm some short. Don't think I'm some short nigga that's out here mad. So I'm getting tired of hearing females saying they want a nigga that's 6 foot. All the other goddamn things, whatever the fuck they want, whatever. But it's just like, baby, first and foremost, just because I got a little height on me, don't mean shit. Because one thing about me, bitch, I'm going to treat you how I'm going to want to treat you. So it's like, you either going to get treated good or you're going to get treated bad. And 9 times out of 10 with me, you might not even know. Because, bitch, if I goddamn don't give a fuck about you, I don't give a fuck about you. But it's just like, don't be trying to find love in no height. Because, baby, a 5'6 nigga, he goddamn, he'll love you just like I love you. But, shit, I can just get shit off the top shelf for you. So it's like.
Exactly. You might miss your blessing.
Exactly. Like, that little nigga, he might not can get that shit off the top shelf for you. But shit, he'll pick up the phone when I goddamn he called when he you goddamn call because you called
hell
me.
Yeah.
I damn sure ain't gonna pick it up.
Exactly, but bro, it's like with that same shit, you know, you really gotta step out the box because it's like I prefer thick women or I like BBWs, but if a skinny chick come through and change my life, then that's just what it's gonna be.
Well,
you can't miss your goddamn blessings. You can't miss your soulmates because you worried about some weak ass preference that you thought of like 10 years ago that you can't even pick every time. Like, do you really goddamn go outside, bitch, and just be like, all right, that nigga over there look about 6'1. He'll fit the build. Like, do y'all really fucking do that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
The only reason why I brought up the hype because, like, bro, I know females that dead ass will not date no nigga their height or shorter. And it's just like, damn, like, that's just kind of fucked up. So it's like, what if you, not even, like, female, but niggas, too, like, you so stuck on your preference by the time you, like, 40 years old and you done did all this shit in life, but you got damn lonely as fuck. It's just you and your little dog Tito and shit. So he's like, why the fuck you just like, I don't know, like, I understand it's your preference, but it's like,
that
damn.
That shit go for niggas too.
Oh yeah,
I be seeing niggas with some weird ass preferences too. Like, you know, I don't know, bro. I be seeing this shit too, bro. Y'all niggas out there, this is not a shout out at all. y'all niggas lame as fuck. I be seeing niggas where they be calling, it be girls who be thick as hell, bro. No stomach, be looking right, be, you know, all nice, the right places. And these niggas dead ass be calling shorty fat.
Oh, nah, like, hell.
Bro,
nah.
That shit corny, bro. Like, yeah. What are you scared for, bro? You lame as hell, bro. Nigga, you, come on. And we not disrespecting no thin chicks neither, because y'all be bad too. But we just saying, like, bro, how you gonna?
I ain't gonna sit out of pocket. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. It's kind of off topic, but I'm an asshole ass nigga. But it's just one thing I want to do to no woman, bro. I want to talk about her weight. I don't know why. Like, I just ain't even gonna do that shit because that shit be hitting bitches where it hurt. On God.
Wait, why you say you an asshole for that?
No, I'm just saying I'm an asshole. Like me, personally.
Okay, I feel that. Yeah, me too. Bro, that's what they say. I feel like I'm a nice guy, but they try to say I'm an asshole.
Oh, y'all nah. I know I'm a motherfucking asshole. So
I mean, I think I'm nice to the right people.
Oh, yeah. I'm nice to the ones who, you know, deserve to be nice to, but.
Hell, yeah. That's facts. That's real deal facts.
But nah, that body shaming shit lame, bro. I don't give a fuck what the situation is. Like, it's even like with my homegirl, I might talk shit, you know what I'm saying? I do that shit with my homegirl, but
Once one of my homegirls tell me I'm going too far, I'm like, all right, my bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, I get that shit too. Because it's just like, you know, that body shaming shit go too far. And, well, not too far. That shit is too far in general. But it's just like, you know, I'm going to give a shout out. Not a shout out. I'm gonna say something to the fucked up women of America that's listening. Y'all can't fucking get mad if a nigga get on your ass, but you be making fun of like short niggas, fat niggas, or some shit like that. Like, because it'd be a lot of these women, not a lot, it'd be some of these women who be making fun of niggas up and down all day and be having all type of fucking preference and be making fun of fat niggas and be, you know, doing all this, that, and the third. But bitch, you built bad. Where you get off doing this shit?
Yeah, shit don't make no sense.
Look in the mirror for y'all. Goddamn, get out of pocket. Well, shit, everybody got their looks, you know, different strokes for different folks. But you can't start getting on people if you can't recognize the problems at home first. You projecting, bitch.
Yeah, that's like for example, a fat motherfucker calling somebody fat, like. Like, nigga, you're the last one I need to be talking. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but it's different if you like in a joking, playful manner. But if you like insulting somebody, like, yeah, for a turnaround, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't even turn around. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look in the damn mirror. You ain't even got to turn around. That's look what
I
down.
Meant. I don't know why I said turn around. I meant mirror. I don't know why the fuck I said turn around. But hell no, this shit. Man, shout out to Sincere, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out to bro.
He would have killed this topic.
Oh yeah, for sure. I ain't gonna sit here and lie to you. Like, fuck it. I'm gonna just say it on here. I was gonna say we should just be like, we should say free, bro. But I was like, nah, I ain't gonna say that shit because I don't want folks thinking, bro. I don't want folks to think he didn't caught an elbow or something. So like,
hell yeah, he just away handling some business.
Hey,
disclaimer: that nigga is not up the road. He did not commit crimes. He is a wholesome black gentleman.
That nigga did not go around the way. I swear,
he did not, bro. That nigga is not up the road. He just handling some grown man business.
He handling some business. No cap.
He'll tell y'all whatever the fuck he want to tell y'all when he want to tell y'all.
Exactly. That's if he come back. The nigga might not come back. That nigga might say, fuck the Get With The Times podcast.
Nah, he'll never do us like that. You know, this the three amigo type. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. But shit, like, man. While we on a serious tip, man. You brought this shit up, so I'm gonna let you go ahead and segue us into the little kids' privacy joint you want to talk about.
All right. So basically, listeners, listen up. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. Y'all was already listening. So basically, I had seen some shit on. It was either Facebook or goddamn Twitter, like maybe a few months ago. But then the shit came back around. Basically, some girl, maybe it was a girl, I don't recall. It was some type of form of child that was like, I think Shardy said that, fuck did she say? Oh, Shardy said that she got in trouble when she was a kid or something like that because she was having mental illness like depression, anxiety, things like that, and was writing about her fucking mom abusing her and different things like that. And I guess her mama found the diary and then beat her some more. And she was basically saying that respecting kids' privacy to a certain extent should be like streamlined across the board. And quite frankly, personally, I agree with that shit a little bit, bro, because it depends on the scenario. Like, obviously, you know, you're a child. Your parents' job is to protect you, take care of you, and things like that. But you shouldn't punish a child for writing a true feeling. Like, Shardy writing, especially, like, in that scenario specifically, you know, the mama was goddamn abusing her type shit, and then she just got mad that the girl wrote it down. That you shouldn't have been abusing her to begin with, and she wouldn't have shit to write about.
Yeah, because
so that's just a different scenario. And then it's like, in general, bro, let me just finish my fucking thoughts so you can go deep dive, because I'm about to be done. But basically, bro, what I'm saying is you should respect your kids' privacy to a certain extent, because if you don't, your kids is going to become real, real sneaky, and they may do some things that they may have not done if you had treated them with a little bit more respect. Like, I'm not really a big fan. I don't have kids personally, for the listener. So, you know, I could be off from it. I'm not a parent, nigga. But I was a fucking child, as we all were, who is grown now. So I know what the fuck it's like to be a fucking kid and be raised, nigga. So for y'all try to get on me for that. But I feel like the more you put your foot down and be crazy ass with the parenting, the more your kids gonna try. Kids gonna do it. As soon as you become a teenager, you're gonna do what the fuck you're gonna do anyway, because you developed into your own person. So it's just like, if you got a badass kid, they gonna be fucking bad as fuck, whether or not you fucking doing the right punishments and all that shit. Because it's like, I know fucking kids that I grew up with who never got spanked, and they were straight A students, went to college, did all that shit. And I know niggas who got beat every day who was bad as fuck. So, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. You feel me?
See, me, my first question is, what is the certain extent? What is?
What you mean?
Kids need privacy to a certain extent. What's the certain extent?
All right, so I'm going to say, let me give you some. So if you say you had a son, right?
Yeah.
And bruh had a journal, why the fuck you going to read the nigga journal if it's personal?
Shit, because I probably bought the motherfucking journal.
Nah, but it's just like, but is you going to punish bruh for writing his real?
Nah. Like, I will read. I will read. But simply because you never know what's in the journal. What if the kid writing on how he want to kill himself?
Yeah, so, okay, that's different, bro. But I'm talking about these folks who punishing their kids for writing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, nah, I'm saying like, yeah, I'm going to read the motherfucking journal. You know, my kid writing in the journal, I see that motherfucker, I'm going to read it. But I'm not going to necessarily punish the motherfucker for what he writing, depending on what he writing. Now, if he and that motherfucker writing how he gonna slap the shit out of everybody in his house or some shit, like, you see, like, it depends what's written down. So like, I'm not gonna punish him for no shit like he writing about how I done made him feel when I done punished him about, you know, not doing the chores or some shit. But if he was a writer, he gonna slap the shit out of his mama, brother, sister. And then that's when it's a punishment. So I feel like it depends on what's written down.
It's different. I'm just saying, like, if a nigga was goddamn, I'd be hearing stories like a nigga write about they sad, and then their parents beat they ass for that shit. Like, what the fuck?
I can't agree with that.
You
but like,
fucking bro.
I don't know, man. You say y'all saying privacy with a certain extent.
I'm not saying you gotta goddamn let these niggas goddamn be super fucking Dexter's Laboratory type shit locked in the goddamn crib. But, you know, you gotta give, you know, your kids a little bit of freedom to become who they gonna be and to really build into their person, because that shelter and shit don't do a goddamn thing but fuck kids
shelter
up.
And shit. But I know some shelter hoes, and that's exactly what they is. Some hoes, boy. Them bitches be real damn freaky dicky.
It's just like, shelter the fuck out of kids and don't let them have freedoms and learn from mistakes. They go out in that real world, and that real world Mike Tyson them.
Yeah, that shit eat them up, boy.
Yes, sir.
That shit, boy, that shit bite your ear off in that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I don't think no kid, I mean, for the most part, that shit, man, I don't think kids have no damn privacy. What the hell you private in my house for?
I mean, I let my kid, if I had kids, I'm not trying to. So if y'all say, and any of you bitches out there who say it's mine, you lied, because we ain't even have sex, virgin lifestyle.
On God.
Yeah, on God. But Nah, it's just like some shit be wild to me. Like if I had kids, unless you just like was in some disrespectful shit, fucking in my house or some shit, I'm not finna fucking take your door off the fucking hinges, nigga. If you want to close your damn door once in a while, okay, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't be in my shit every day. Lock the door.
Oh, no, nah, you could close the door, but you better not lock that bitch.
Yeah, like, you could close the door. Like, it'd be wild as hell to me when, like, people can't even close their damn door. Like, bitch, I don't want nobody looking in there, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather my son or my daughter goddamn close the damn door, because I would hate to walk in on some shit that I ain't supposed to goddamn see.
Exactly.
I would like to knock first and prepare myself, or give you a moment to prepare yourself.
Yeah, because I mean,
because I ain't walking in on no.
But shit, not we, see, by the time we had kids, you got them had kids, we ain't got to worry about no journal, man. All this shit going to be on the Finsta.
Hell yeah, fuck around, find your kid Finsta.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, why the fuck is you posting dick pics on fucking Finsta?
That motherfucker's going to be on that bitch. That motherfucker gonna be on there, bitch. Straight hell, boy.
Hell yeah. You gonna be like, damn, take a while.
But shit, man. Fuck them kids. On to something else, man.
Oh, God. Fuck them kids, Jordan, boy.
Shit, it's that time of the week, man. Shit, man. Cap alert, man. It's time for the cap of the week, man.
All right.
This week, man, I'm gonna go ahead and get cap of the week, man. I'm gonna get that shit to Mr.
Miyagi?
Nah. Mr. Renzel himself, man. Rick Ross, man. I got to get that man cap of the week, man. That man posted a video on IG earlier this week, man. And he basically to sum it up, man, he talking about a real hustler ain't going to let nobody stop him from getting money or bettering his lifestyle. We just some rich niggas trying to live healthy. And say motherfuckers been laughing at him in the gym. Rick Ross shot the fuck out for that, man. You know he in some private secluded home gym type shit in a nice neighborhood. You're not working out at your local Planet Fitness, my boy. We know that's not Mr. Rick Ross over there on the treadmill or the elliptical. We know that's not you, my boy.
Hell yeah, Ross need to shut the fuck up for real, bro. Nigga said that shit like he was on the goddamn fucking incline bench at goddamn Gold's Gym.
Yeah,
nigga,
right.
He in fucking Miami in his fucking home installed gym. Nigga, this nigga is in the gym. Nigga, tell your homeboys to stop laughing at your fat ass, nigga. You didn't fucking go to no gym, nigga. Come on.
Exactly.
This nigga had fucking, I don't even know what the fuck the rich people gym called, because I ain't even.
Bro, that nigga really looked like he was in a little goddamn gym off Rodeo Drive, bro. Like, nigga. He did not look like he was in no.
Nobody was laughing, bro. And even, and the thing is, we discussed this shit, bro. If Rick Ross was in a goddamn public gym, bro, either white people would be too scared to laugh at that nigga because he fucking fully tatted up and niggas know who the fuck Rose is. And if niggas seen bro in the gym, nobody would be goddamn laughing. Niggas would be trying to get photos.
Something.
Nigga, I might be on the treadmill next to the nigga trying to get a video acting like I'm on the treadmill with this nigga.
Like, yeah, what the fuck, man.
Nigga? I'm with Ross, nigga. Y'all see me and Ross cutting weight in.
But shit, man. I ain't gonna sit here and hold you. We got a double header type situation here, man. Cause I'm gonna have to, I'm gonna also have to jump out there and get cap of the week to ASAP Rocky, man.
Oh damn, I ain't wanna have to do it, to bro.
I got to, bro. I mean, I understand why he was shooting out the fucking inhumane goddamn living conditions, man. But man, they dropped the pics of the celly, man. My boy in the goddamn Georgia Southern goddamn dorms right now.
That
man.
Nigga in the goddamn Savannah State fucking lobby. Fuck is you talking about?
My man suited up in a twin size bed, man, with a
that nigga
personal TV.
And a desk.
Exactly, my nigga.
I mean, shit, we don't wish jail on the pun. Nobody don't wish jail on the worst enemy, not even the ops. You know what I'm saying? But
nah.
At the end of the damn day, bruh, that the way the Sweden jails look, bruh, that nigga said he was in inhumane conditions, bruh. Like, bruh, it's real niggas who is really in inhumane conditions in America in fucked up state country ass prisons, and you got them in a goddamn dorm, nigga, type shit, nigga. That shit looked like the goddamn Air Force barracks, nigga. The fuck?
That shit.
Rocky. That's, free Rocky, though.
That shit looked like a goddamn Canadian boarding school, my boy. That nigga was out there on his Zoe 101 shit, man. That nigga. That shit don't make no fucking sense, man. Rocky that nigga, tripping.
That nigga at the goddamn same boarding school Earl Mom sent him to, and she ain't want him to rap with Tyler the Creator.
I'm weak as fuck. But she just.
Nigga in that bitch with Kyle Massey.
Bro really was like.
Bro, he made it seem like he was in the slums. Like the slums, the trenches, the gutter.
For real. And then, like, fuck the cap of the week shit, man. I give it to him, but I kind of don't want to give it to him simply because them folks over there in Sweden are convicted that man. So now they say he's facing another 2 years, man. I don't want to see Rocky get jammed up like that.
They better find, bro, and they better just find bro send his ass home. And on God, I just want to say, you know, shout out to G-Eazy for trying to speak up and be a voice, you know, use your platform for good. G-Eazy had a similar situation, same country. Nigga got into a fight, a street fight, if you will. And he had a little bump of cocaine on him. These niggas let G-Eazy go the next day and made him pay a fine and let bro go. So, in my opinion, are we going to play the race card here? I would like to, because I believe it's a similar situation. And if G-Eazy had goddamn cocaine with him, that add a little pizzazz to his case. But in reality, you all know that nigga got the complexion for protection. Free Rocky.
Exactly.
Free Rocky. And shout out to G-Eazy for using his privilege for good.
You gotta have that complexion for the connection.
And on God, bro, all y'all niggas on Twitter who was hating on G-Eazy, bro, what the fuck do y'all want that nigga to do? I bet you if that nigga didn't say shit and y'all fucking uncovered that damn shit. Oh, G-Eazy got arrested in Sweden for the same thing he got out, he didn't speak out. But then the niggas got them speak out. And now y'all mad the nigga said that shit. Oh, this is not one of those things where you can play the race card. What are you doing? Like, man, shut y'all coon ass up on God.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Niggas mad. Niggas mad at a damn. We already spoke on this in the podcast, so never mind. If you want to fucking hear what the fuck I'm finna say, go back to last week episode and listen to when we were talking about Rocky and me and Sincere was going back and forth. Episode 12 and a half. Fuck niggas.
Yes, sir. But shit. Hey, it's the time, man. We're gonna goddamn introduce this new segment into the pod, man. This segment right here, man, we're gonna call this shit Artist Spotlight of the Week, man. And basically, for the long story short, man, we're basically gonna give a shout out. We're gonna plug these artists in, and we're gonna goddamn basically, man, just give a shout out, you know, make what you got, man.
Yeah.
The first Artist Spotlight of the Week, man. We're gonna get this shit to that boy Benny Hunter, man. We're gonna get this shit to Ben on this one, man.
We're gonna get shit to Ben, aka Benny Hunter. And if y'all niggas wanna know why, you know, the nigga one of the hardest working artists in Augusta. Bruh come with the music and he working hard on and off the music, bruh. Goddamn come
yes,
with
sir.
All the hustle. Nigga got the goddamn Jug clothing line, bro, the slab.
Jug.
Nigga got that shit. Now he just popped out with the new fucking goddamn detailing. So if your car dusty as fuck and you in the CSRA, pull up on Benny Hunter, goddamn, get your car washed, nigga. Trap
yes, sir,
all day, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Go get that paper cuts out right now, all streaming platforms.
Hell yeah,
man.
Paper cuts hard as hell. And that nigga got them selling cars, too. So, shit, if you need a new ride, go pick that up, too.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all make sure y'all go follow Benny Hunter on IG, Twitter, and go run his numbers up, man. Artist Spotlight of the Week, man.
Yes, sir. And you know, now that we down to the wire, this is a long-ass podcast. We had a lot to talk about this week, so y'all should be excited because we really making up for them short-ass episodes we had from, like, episode 9 to 11. So, bitch, I hope you're still listening. But, but for real, one of our favorite segments. We're going to get into the IG model of the week.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna kick it off, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get my IG model of the week, man. I'm gonna give it to Mulatto, man. She's been going nuts.
Mulatto the rapper?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was gonna goddamn say, shit, if we doing it for the rappers, then shit, goddamn.
Well, nah, I would just give it to Mulatto because she looked good. Not for her music. I can't stand
it. Nah, I wasn't saying because of the rapper. I'm just saying the rappers that look good because, you know, I have to say light-skinned Keisha up there, too. Light-skinned Keisha be looking good as fuck. But we'll say that for another week. My actual IG model of the week this week is goddamn at Mercedes Spanish. I don't know what type of race she is, but she look good as fuck. A little Germany type. She live in Germany or something, but she been goddamn showing out on the gram. You know what I'm saying? Sir. So I had to, you know, I've been in them likes all week. You know, I had to get myself a glass of water because I was looking a little thirsty. But, you know, you live, you learn.
Yes, sir. But shit, man. I guess it's time for to get it off your chest, man. You got something you got to get off your chest?
You know, we've been getting a lot of shit off our chest lately. You know, I feel like a lot of bases are covered. So really, I ain't got much to say. So I'm going to just get real ignorant with it. You goddamn, if your pussy stink, drink some water. If you a nigga and your bitch tell you your dick not tasting right, drink some fucking water. We been on this health tip. We going to fuck in. We fucking down fucking weight. We losing weight. We not tolerating none of that weak excuse shit this year. Everybody, get y'all fat ass up. Go to the fucking gym. There's no fucking excuse. You need to eat right. Stop eating that fucking filth. On God.
Yes. Yes, sir. Shit, man, Mike, get it off your chest, segment, man. I'm gonna go ahead and get my shit, and I'm gonna go ahead and just, you motherfuckers out there, you know who I'm talking to, to the ones that are listening and questioning themselves, like, damn, is he talking to me? I'm talking to you. If you motherfuckers out here, and you just not even on your shit. You're not taking care of none of your business. I'm talking about you.
On God.
And shit. You motherfuckers out here being lazy. I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir.
This shit is only to be used for motivational purposes only.
Preach.
So get up off your ass, man. Go get you some cash, man.
Hell yeah. And some, to piggyback
get
off.
Your, hold on. Let me go ahead and get this shit off my chest, man. So you bald-headed. You bald-headed, chicken-headed bitches, man. Y'all out here trying to goddamn survive on child support, man. Go get you a motherfucking job, man. So you better sell that pussy like your mama used to, man. You better go ahead and put God's gift to earth to work. Stop playing, like.
Shout out, Eve. Rest in peace,
Adam. Go get you some money. Go get you some money, honey, man. And for all you bum-ass niggas, get off your ass, get you some cash. And all you niggas, man, all you niggas, just stay out of the track game, man. All y'all niggas can't sell weed, man. Stop it.
And shit, in reality, the way the weed game oversaturated now these days. Weed nigga, game. Weed ain't go even sit. Trapping, nigga.
That shit what?
A hobby nowadays.
Exactly. Niggas just wake up and I'm going to flip a 3-5 today.
Exactly, bro. That shit lame.
First and foremost, you going to flip a 3-5?
Yeah, nigga.
Bitch, you going to come back with Selm? Bitch, you going to come back with Selm? You going to come back with a Vic?
Yeah, man, get the fuck out of niggas wilding and the piggyback off your cash shit, all the cash shit you was talking. This is a big man. Fuck all you dumbass niggas who got down out there chasing a street lifestyle that y'all don't live, that y'all not with, and trying to be scammers that y'all not about that. You need to go get a 9-to-5 and stop trying to impress people on the goddamn internet and impress your fucking self. Because just like Roddy Rich said, and just like some nigga on YouTube, I can't think of her name right now. He from Miami. They said that 6 months of balling ain't worth that 20-year fed time.
Exactly.
That shit is not. Y'all niggas don't want to go to jail. I ain't been in jail. I ain't trying to go to goddamn jail. I know niggas who in jail. I know niggas who in prison. And you don't want to do that shit. So if you not built for the consequences, please go goddamn get that call center job right now. Please go back to school. Please go back to your mama house and stop illegally paying for that apartment and get your shit together.
Yes, sir.
Because when that dough get kicked, you're going to be the first nigga crying, goddamn snitching for a Diet Coke and a short in the goddamn interrogation room.
Yes, sir. And you heard it here first, man. Make sure this pretty much wraps up episode 13 of the Get With The Time podcast, man. You can follow me, Drish, on Twitter, Instagram, at 9Drish5.
Hell yeah, all that.
No, I was gonna let you go ahead and plug your shit.
Oh, nigga, I thought you was fumbling with your goddamn wordplay, but
nah. I was just telling the follow.
Y'all gonna have to get at me on Instagram. It's goddamn at BANTHXNYD. That's for the goddamn Instagram. For Twitter, it's the fucking same. And then if you're from Augusta and you're listening to this shit, go get at me on fucking Facebook, goddamn Draco Drummond.
Bruh, do not plug your fucking Facebook.
Nah, fuck you, nigga. Ah, fuck. Nigga, you I'm the Facebook general, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Hey, I'm gonna flame your shit, but I'm gonna write sincere ass tomorrow. I'm getting on your ass. You just plug your fucking Facebook.
Shit, I'm
get the fuck out of here.
I'm on all social media platforms.
Nah, while we still on this motherfucking podcast, man? Hey, this nigga, man, y'all go add that nigga on Facebook, man. He is a Facebook general, man.
Keep it a band now. I'm kind of salty now, so I'm declining shit. Fuck y'all niggas. Oh, God. You know, I just wanna say with the last part of the Get With The Time podcast, you can't do shit around niggas. Niggas will make fun of you for anything. Nigga, all I did was ask if niggas in Augusta that may know me who ain't got me on the book to goddamn add me, and the nigga goddamn roasted me. You can't even goddamn be yourself in front of your friends no more. Goddamn, that shit crazy.
And that shit been having me weak as fuck on Facebook. They're like, hey, y'all, look at this nigga. This nigga over here washing dishes. This shit, niggas will drive on your ass for anything. Bruh,
that's how I just felt with your dumb ass. Nigga got them tried to plug a little social media goddamn for the locals. Because you see, really, Twitter and Instagram, bruh, is really for when you trying to be Pitbull Mr. Worldwide 305 and you trying to get out in the world. Facebook is for the locals, nigga. The fuck is you talking about, bruh?
Shit, I should be out here.
Nigga, Facebook back jumping while you bullshitting.
I don't even be on the book like that no more. I already be. I be on.
That's you, though. That shit still jumping for me.
Shit. Twitter, my guy. Twitter, my way, man. Follow me on Twitter, man. At 9DRISH5.
That's not.
That's Twitter and Instagram, man.
You talking about? And on God, this was the motherfucking longest podcast we done did, but we covered a lot of fucking fire ass cool shit, a lot of real topics, but a nigga got down sleepy as fuck, so I'm out this bitch. It's Draco, it's the Get With The Times podcast. I'm not even the fucking host, the host is Drish. Y'all know what the fuck it is.
Yes, sir, we out of here.